I mean, I think gold is at $3,400 as we're chatting right now, which is lovely. And then it's go time. Then our goal is to put this, is to ramp this mine up to 800 tons per day. So tons of ore going through the mill each day. We'll start at a bit less than that. And in the, you know, through the second half of the year, we'll just ramp up. But we are ready to turn this mine on and show everyone that we bought it for a reason, and the reason is valid. And there's a lot of value that we are about to unlock.
Hey, good afternoon. We got Gwen Preston from West Red Lake Gold. How are you, Gwen?
I'm doing very well. Very well indeed. We got some big news, so it's got me excited.
Yeah, I hear. Tell us what's going on. I mean, you guys have some, you know, we had a lot of wait and see last time we talked, and wasn't sure what was going on here, but I know that you had some exciting news, so great to have you.
Yeah, so I mean, the wait and see last time is kind of like what's been going on with West Red Lake since we bought this mine. We bought this Madsen mine. It had failed before. We came in and told investors, if we do this, this, and this, if we tighten the definition drilling so we understand the deposit better, if we do better engineering, and if we're better miners, and we believe that we can do all of those things, then we can mine this thing successfully. And that last group was unable to do that. And so we've been telling that story and we've been doing all of that work. But the news that we just put out was our first opportunity to show evidence of all of that. And we did that by mining the first few weeks, call it 15,000 tons is a couple weeks of mining. And we did it in a particular and like in a structured way. We did it as a bulk sample, which just means that independent people were watching us do it. They came in, they saw our in-house resource model, they saw our engineering, they saw the numbers, they watched us mine it, they watched us process it, they did the calculations with us. And so they confirmed this news that we just put out, which compares what we thought we would get out of the ground with what we actually got out of the ground. So tons and gold content from expected to actual. And if everything that we said, you know, if we do this, this, and this, we can do it successfully, then those things should match up, right? And that's what we just announced, is that they do match up. They match up almost perfectly, which is a huge milestone for us as a team, because, you know, we also need or thrive, shall I say, on evidence that all of the work is indeed doing what we need it to do. And for all those wait and see investors, like you commented at the beginning, who are interested, who love the idea of a new high grade gold mine in Canada at the start of a new bull market, but maybe wanted that last one more piece of evidence to validate all the things that we said we were going to do. That's what we delivered. And so it's a really exciting moment. It's a really exciting moment for the stock.
Yeah. So just full disclosure, Gwen and West Red Lake has not paid for this interview, but I am an investor ever since last time I met you, as well as our last interview. I was really pumped about this story. And so if you can tell us a little bit more for those who are just catching on to this story, when you say they're matching up, what are you finding? What do you expect? What did you expect? And what does this mean for the company?
Yeah, for sure. So we have this deposit. It like plunges down into the ground. There's kind of like three sections of it. There's four sections of it. You know, they're just different portions. What we've been doing for almost 2 years is we're underground in that deposit. We're driving tunnels so that we can get to different spots in the deposit. And when we get there, we bring a diamond drill down there and we drill a bunch of holes. And those holes are testing the deposit that we already know is there, but they're gathering more information about that deposit in that little space. And the reason that you need to do that is that Red Lake, Ontario, is this amazing gold area, but it's amazing because it has these really high grades, but high grades are often not super consistent, right? It's not just one big bulky thing of rock where the grade is homogeneous. Instead, it's narrower and there's like high grade and then less grade and then high grade. And you really have to have a lot of information to model that accurately. And you're not going to be able to mine it accurately unless you model it accurately, right? So we've gotten in there, and we've drilled a bunch of additional holes into the areas of the resource where we plan to mine in the first few years of mining so that we can build that super accurate model. And then what this test was, this bulk sample was, we did the whole drills, updated the model. Then the engineers came in and said, okay, based on that updated, we believe accurate model, here's the way that you should mine it. Here's the stope design, the way that you should go in and take the rock out. And so we did it. We followed the engineer's model. We went in, we mined it. And then what we're comparing in this is, okay, our model said, if we mined this area based on our information, we should get this many tons of rock and it should have this grade of gold average in those tons. And so we went in and mined it in three of the areas, the three key areas of the deposit. We did that. And then what we're doing is comparing. Well, then we took that material out. We processed it through the mill. We produced gold from it. And then at the end of all that, we could compare what was actually in the rock, because we processed the whole thing, versus what we expected the rock amount and gold grade to be. And the fact that they line up, that's what's super exciting. What's also really exciting is that we got underground, we started mining, we turned on the mill, we tested the mill, we like dealt with some hiccups there, we dealt with some ramp up issues here. And now the whole process of having mined this bulk sample has us way better positioned to start this up, to start this mine going, because we've done a bunch of the get going work. We're not trying to go from zero to hero like overnight. We've done a bunch of the warm up, and so we're ready to go. And so now with this validation of the whole approach, you know, we're even more excited that in not very long, like it's already the beginning of May, in the month of June, we're going to turn this mine on likely for, you know, we plan to turn this mine on and just continuously produce gold. And sort of this bulk sample is the validation that we're really ready to do that, that all of our plans are coming together the way that they needed to.
Well, that's exciting stuff. I'm glad I invested the right time. Can you tell us what the next step is? What's the next milestone? What's the plan for the immediate future, and what can investors expect?
Yeah, for sure. So like I say, we've just put out the bulk sample news, really exciting. Then we always have, the drills are always turning underground, doing that work, testing the deposit ahead of updating the model, doing the engineering. So we're always going to have more drill results. And one thing that we're finding as we go deeper in this deposit is that the mineralization is getting a bit better. We're getting, you know, bigger areas, often better grades than we initially expected. So that's exciting. So we likely will have some more drill results that continue that story. We put those out about every month, so that's no surprise that we would have another set of those coming. And then in the month of June is when we expect to be able to put out an announcement saying, okay, it's go time. Let's turn this thing on and just start producing gold consistently into this phenomenal gold market. I mean, I think gold is at $3,400 as we're chatting right now, which is lovely. And then it's go time. Then our goal is to put this, is to ramp this mine up to 800 tons per day. So tons of ore going through the mill each day. We'll start at a bit less than that. And in the, you know, through the second half of the year, we'll just ramp up. But we are ready to turn this mine on and show everyone that we bought it for a reason, and the reason is valid. And there's a lot of value that we are about to unlock at the Madsen Mine.
Well, it's exciting stuff. So I'm excited to meet you again in Atlanta. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners and for people to reach out to you? If you can tell us a little bit more about your contact information, as well as how to be an investor if they want to know where you're trading.
Yeah, for sure. So we trade on the Toronto Venture Exchange under WRLG, and we trade on the OTCQB under WRLGF. So those are the two places that we trade. We also trade in Germany, but that's probably not as useful for the main audience here. WestRedLakeGold.com is our website. And you can find my contact information there. And we're all across all the social media platforms too. And we do try and keep a close eye on those. So please reach out if you have questions. I mean, I'm so excited about how far we've taken this mine, how successful the efforts have been. The gold market is playing along like you wouldn't believe a really good way to play a gold bull market is to own companies that are putting new mines into production, because then you get that value creation. You're creating new value on top of whatever's happening with the gold bull market. And so we're just so excited that we got ourselves to that exact spot. We're turning a gold mine on just as the gold bull market is is doing more than we could have asked it. So it's exciting times, and I'd love to chat with anyone who has questions.
Thanks so much, Gwen. Great to have you.
Nice to see you.